Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Modernising Australian Democracy, an article by Adam Finkel in the 2016 Cosmos magazine, entitled Finding a Secure Cure for Election Dysfunction. Delays in the federal vote count prove that Australia needs a new polling system. On July 2, 11 million Australians elbowed their way into tiny cardboard polling booths to vote. Then, along with another 5 million or so who cast their postal votes or early votes, they agonised for 10 days waiting to find out who would rule their country. When it comes to voting, we're doing it the way we did it 100 years ago. What happened to progress? All the organisations I belong to shifted to secure electronic voting years ago. I receive an email asking me to vote for a new treasurer or committee member via a unique link that can be used only once. This system works perfectly well. Why can't we do the same for our national elections? I asked myself. I tried to lay down my metre-wide Senate voting form on a half-metre-wide polling booth shelf to scratch down my selection with pencil. Seems a no-brainer, but we are far from the only country stuck in the doldrums of paper voting. Only three nations have braved the new electronic world: Estonia with nationwide internet voting, Brazil and India with electronic voting machines installed in traditional polling booths. So why the reluctance? It turns out that using a touchscreen to vote in national elections is far more problematic than voting to elect the committee of my golf club. Given that members of parliament govern most aspects of our lives, we should not be prepared to accept any risk in the voting process. And there are risks. A target as big as a national election would attract malicious hackers like moths to a flame. So any decision to shift the electronic voting should not be taken lightly. There are also good reasons to make any electronic voting system available only in polling stations, with obvious exceptions for voters who are out of the country or who otherwise cannot attend in person. If we allow the electorate to vote from the comfort of their homes, it could open them to the threat of coercion, where a controlling personality forces others to vote a particular way. Our polling booths, while flimsy, guard our privacy and protect us from this. Polling booths are also good at protecting the confidentiality of voters by decoupling identity from the contents of the ballot paper. You register your identity at the first station, then go off to vote in privacy. But even with electronic voting, the time-honored two-step process could be preserved. Simplicity is essential. In the privacy of a cubicle, the instructions from the electronic voting machine would guide the voter through the process. Airlines have learnt to do this for unattended check-in, so you would think it would be possible to do for voting. Improved accuracy is another key advantage of the electronic system. If there is one thing that machines do better than humans, it's arithmetic. The system is also has to be verifiable. If the vote is close, the loser may demand a recount. The easiest way to ensure that's possible is to have a paper backup. Once a person had voted, the machine could print a copy, which the voter would put in the ballot box for safekeeping, just as they do today. Quite sensible. What a genius idea. These checks and balances would help address the biggest concern about electronic voting: cyber attack. Restricting electronic voting to polling booths and ensuring that there's a paper backup from manual recount would substantially reduce the risk. But every aspect of the system would have to be validated and tested by security experts. All things considered, the pros of shifting to an electronic system far outweigh the cons. Within minutes of the close of polling, the data from the voting machines would at each polling booth would electronically be gathered, secured, transferred to a central counting system. Results of the election would be known. Voting for our national leaders is the most cherished right. It's difficult to meet the goals of speed and accuracy while guaranteeing the process will not be corrupt, difficult, or subject to coercion and criminal interference. But when the clever country is left in limbo for 10 days, you'd have to think about a better way. There is no reason not to try bringing voting into the 21st century.
A good article. What a sensible thing, having a printout, you know, the person who actually verified that printout is put across. So I'm very impressed.
another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.